We were hearing last week from the first book of Kings about the wickedness of certain kings and how, when the people and the rulers turned away from serving the Lord and they turned instead to worship idols, how that always ended very poorly for the people of God. And today we have this lead-in to what is the first of two great, really the greatest disasters in the history of the people of God, the exile, right? So in the northern kingdom, this is the first of the two that happens first, and because, again, of turning away from the Lord, not listening to the prophets, persecuting the prophets, they are sent off into exile. And you got to remember, right, this is the story that the people of Israel, they remind themselves of this every year. Ah, yes, God has chosen us over other peoples, that he led us out of slavery, that he led us into possession of this land, this particular land, which he promised to us as our inheritance. And so he takes that away from them, right? Or rather, he removes them from the inheritance. So it provokes a great crisis within God's people to say, how could this happen? I thought we were promised. I thought we were blessed. I thought we were chosen. And yet, this great and terrible disaster has befallen us. We've been put out from this land that God has led us to. And the answer really is right there, yeah? That, because you have not followed the covenant, because you have turned away from the Lord, right? That's why all of this has happened. Sometimes, people will come to me and they'll say, Father, I'm having a real difficult time in prayer. I feel God is very far away from me. I don't really feel his presence. I don't really feel his closeness. And usually the first thing that I ask them is I say, well, tell me about your prayer life. And not a small number of times the answer is, well, I don't really have one. I don't really pray very much. I don't really go to mass. When's the last time you were in confession? Oh, it was probably a couple years ago. Okay, well, we figured out what the problem is, right? It's not a very difficult diagnosis, and it's not a very difficult solution intellectually, right? It's like when I go to the doctor and he says, hey, your blood pressure is high and you're overweight, you should eat better and you should exercise, right? Well, okay, yeah, I get that and I understand that. Am I going to do it? Probably not all the time, yeah? The prescriptions for our spiritual life are not very complex. Prescriptions for health in our spiritual life are not very complex. Neither should we be surprised that when we don't follow them, things are not going well for us in that arena. Now, there are times in life when we do follow the commandments, when we do have a regular life of prayer, when we do come to Mass every week, when we make a confession a regular habit of ours, right? And then still somehow we feel distant from God. That's a different kind of thing, right? But if you want to get to that thing, if that's really what's happening, first you have to make sure you have the basics in place. That's a lesson constantly that we see over and over again from our ancestors, from the people of God in Israel. So true it is for us today. Make sure that we have this commitment to following the commandments of the Lord, to following this life of prayer, to building that habit of prayer, of mass, of confession. When we have that going strongly in our lives, then everything else we can find fall into place. Maybe sometimes you too encounter people say, well, why don't you come to Mass? Well, I don't really feel like God is there. I don't really get a whole lot out of it and all these other kinds of things. Say, well, why do you feel distant from the Lord? What do you pray? How's your prayer life? Well, I don't really pray and I don't do this. Okay, well, why don't you start there, right? Start there. And you too are able to give that advice. You don't have to come and wait only to Father to hear that. It'll be the exact same thing that I tell them, that you tell them. But from no matter who it comes from, you or me, we also have those words of the gospel, right? Make sure, okay, am I in the right place to offer this advice to somebody? Am I making sure that the wooden beam is removed from my own eye so I can help my brother or my sister with the splinter in their own eye, right? So there's always that call to us for holiness, and there's also that call to bring others into it as well.